بأبي
بني صدر
تمنى رب خارج خاشن خارج خاشن is a very difficult month to deal with because nothing is seemingly going on. There's not even one special day. It's the only month of the year we have this, that there's no special day. And I think he explains, we'll explain this, why there doesn't have any special day. He quotes a very beautiful Medrash. The Medrash says that when it says in the Tanakh that Shlomo Melech finished building the first base of Mikdash in Chodesh Bul. Chodesh Bul, we have a tradition, is Chodesh Cheshvan. It's a month after Tishrei. However, the Tanakh also says, we read this in Haftorah recently, that he didn't open up the Beis HaMikdash, even though he finished building it in Chodesh Bul, Chodesh Cheshvan, but he didn't open up the first Beis HaMikdash for Kabanos, and people should come there and see what's going on and serve Hashem, until the following Tishrei. So he kept it closed for 11 months before he finally opened it up and he started the chinuch of the Beis HaMikdash. And the reason this happened, the Medrash explains, the Shlomo HaMelech felt that he owed it to Chodesh Tishrei. Since Chodesh Tishrei is the first month of the year which God created the world, and the whole Tachlis, the purpose of the world, is that people should serve Hashem. And the ultimate way of serving Hashem is in the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. So now that we finally had a Beis HaMikdash, it's only fitting that since the world was supposed to be created and completed Chodesh Tishrei, so that we wait with the Beis HaMikdash to open up till Chodesh Tishrei. And that's what he did. But when he did that, Chodesh Bul, Chodesh Cheshvan, came to Ramashtal with a taina. What am I to blame that he had a reason? He discriminated against me. I mean, the month I was ready and the Beis HaMikdash was finished, we should have opened it up. So Kodesh Baruch Hu told Chodesh Cheshvan, you know what? Shlomo Melech he figured this out, that Tishrei deserves to have for the Beis HaMikdash, the first Beis HaMikdash. However, there's going to be another Beis HaMikdash, a second, there'll be a third one. The third Beis HaMikdash, which is the final, eternal one, that Beis HaMikdash will be opened up in Chodesh Cheshvan. So you don't have to worry, you're going to have a greater honor than Tishrei. The inauguration of the third temple will take place in Chodesh Cheshvan, maybe on Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. So that's the story of the Medrash. And I'd like to explain why is this so? Why is Chodesh Cheshvan such an incredible month that it's going to have the honor of being the month of the inauguration of the final, ultimate, eternal Bayis Shlishi, the third Beis HaMikdash? So the answer, I think, is very simple. Because it doesn't have any chagim, because it doesn't have any other special days, it's going to be given the ultimate chag, the ultimate celebration of Am Yisrael, which is to open up the third Beis HaMikdash. And we can go even further than that. Because the month of Tishrei is the month of Tshuva. It's the month in which we come back to our roots, and we are fixing the sin of Adam and the sins of all subsequent sins, and we purify ourselves to become mamish, the fnei Hashem tatar, become so pure. We have the simcha of Sukkos and the tremendous yomtiv of Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. So we do so many mitzvahs in the month of Tishrei, and we reach such a high level that after Chodesh Tishrei, we're ready to go to the final stage of Geula, which is building the third Beis HaMikdash. However, I want to give you a little mashal. You know, in an army, the king or the commander-in-chief has many divisions, many, many kinds of soldiers. Some soldiers are foot soldiers, some are tanks, some are airplanes, some are boats. And then, there's certain soldiers, very few, who don't have any special division or mission. They are chosen to do the very, very special missions. They're told, you go behind the enemy lines and you find out what you want to do. We don't know what's going on over there. You're such a tremendously good soldier. You were first a foot soldier. Then we put you into the tanks. Then we put you into boats and airplanes, helicopters. You were great in every tough kid, in every position that we had you do. You followed every order. You did everything perfectly. You're so good that we're going to let you go beyond the orders. You can give yourself your own orders. We're going to put you behind the enemy lines, and you will fight the enemy single-handed. Like Yehonasan. When Yehonasan went with his servant, they were just scouts to see what's going on with behind the enemy lines. When they came there, Yehonasan told his scout, you know what? Let's conquer the enemy by ourselves. And they did. That's the highest possible level of a chayal, of a soldier in an army, when he's so good that he can give himself his own orders. He doesn't have to have any orders from anybody else. He does it on his own. And a bow tie. Mitzvahs are orders from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Melech Tzvokos, the king of all the Jewish army, of all the Jewish soldiers, gives us our marching orders. Do this mitzvah. Do that mitzvah. Don't do this mistake. Do that thing. Many mitzvahs. The Zohar says that the mitzvahs are 613 etzos. 613 guidelines of how to go through the terrible challenge called life. And all of us have to do our mitzvos. But some of us are so incredible at mitzvos, at following orders, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? You can make up your own orders. You can make up your own mitzvos. Do your own thing. Go behind the enemy lines. Do it on your own. And you know what? After all of us went through the month of Tishrei, and we did so many mitzvos, we blew the shofar, we davened so beautifully, we fasted so nicely on Yom Kippur, we said every word with such kavana, we did such a beautiful, wonderful tshuva, we shook the lulav and esrog, and we danced and sang in Simchas Beis HaShoeva, and we sang zmiros of Shabbos during the Chagim of Tishrei. We did all the mitzvahs so nicely that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what, Am Yisrael? You know what, my children? You guys are such great soldiers. I'm going to give you a special mission. You do it on your own. Do it without mitzvahs. Do it in Chodesh Cheshvan. Do it on your own. You're my special brigade. You're my special forces. You drop behind the enemy lines. You do it on your own. That's what Chodesh Cheshvan is. Such a wonderful gift that Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Avinu Shebashamayim, has such a wonderful faith in us that he says, I don't have to give you mitzvos in Cheshvan. You are beyond mitzvos. You can do it on your own. And that's why this is the month which will have the third base of Mikdash. This is the month in which Am Yisrael shows what a beautiful people it is, that it can go beyond mitzvos. Besides doing every mitzvah perfectly like we did in Chet Tishrei, we're going to create our own things. We're going to serve Hashem in our own individual special ways during this incredible month of Cheshvan. That's why last year, we were Zocha in the yeshiva that we had a special minyan in Chodesh Cheshvan. It was called the Minyan B'Kol Rum. We daven every day during the week of the yeshiva, a special minyan where we daven with an amazing kavana, a loud voice. It doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch you have to daven b'kol rom. It's not a mitzvah. It's beyond mitzvahs. Something we wanted to do. And this year, we're going to make the month of Cheshvan a month of simcha. We're going to have many different things that we're going to do during this month, beyond the call of duty, not just the mitzvahs, we're not just going to go to Siddurim and learn and go to the Beis HaMedrash, but we're going to do things beyond mitzvahs. We're going to do our own thing. We're going to show the Ribbono Shel Olam that he has the confidence in us, that he lets us do our own thing to show how beautiful a nation we are. We're going to do this in this yeshiva in the month of Cheshvan. And that's why it was so important that today, Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, we began with our first simcha, first mesiva. And yesterday, my shiur was zochet to go to Borough Park to spend Shabbos with Rabbi Wolfson and Emunas Yisrael. And tomorrow, on my own little shiur, we're going to have a private mesivas Rosh Chodesh. And I hope that on Tez Vav Cheshvan, when we have a full moon, a full levana, which is the greatest symbol of the beauty of Am Yisrael, we're going to have another mesiva for Cheshvan in honor of the full moon. So mark it, please, on our calendars that that's what we're going to do on Tez Vav Cheshvan, the night of Tez Vav, when the moon will be Shalah or Shlema, the full sign of Gulas Yisrael, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam, will make a mesiva l'chvoy David HaMelech, a sudas David HaMelech, Tez Vav Cheshvan. And every single one of us is going to think every single day of this beautiful month, what can I do which is special? What can I do l'fnim b'shuras ha-din, more than the din said? What can I do special for Avinu Shebas Shemayim? Every single day we'll try b'li neder to do something special beyond the halacha, beyond the mitzvahs. Something which will show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's confidence in us is well warranted. And I was thinking that maybe every single one of us should pick a half hour every day to do something special, something beyond the Torah, beyond the mitzvahs. Maybe every single one of us should learn an extra half an hour beyond our normal siddur. Maybe get up a half hour earlier before Shacharis every day and do Pash of Shavua with Rashi and Ramban, which many of us don't do regularly. But the month of Cheshvan, we're going to do something extra. Or maybe we'll stay up an extra half an hour at night and learn a half hour of Musar or Chassidish Shesfarim. We want to do something extra. Also, maybe this month, every day, if someone asks me a question, a request, which I normally would say, nah, I'm too busy, I'm going to say yes this month. I'm going to say yes. I want to show I can do things on my own, which are beyond mitzvos. This is the month of Cheshvan. It's a month of l'shanim m'shuras ha-din, more than mitzvos. Am Yisrael is special forces. We go behind the enemy lines. We don't need orders. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I know you're going to make a Kiddush Hashem in the world. Kedoshim to you. We're going to do the Kedoshim to you. Ramban says, Rishus HaTorah, the area of the Torah which is Rishus, which is beyond mitzvos, beyond orders. We're going to create our own orders for Hashem, for Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what Chodesh Cheshvan is. And when we do that, in this month, we're going to be Zohar for the third Beis HaMikdash, because that's what the Rabbanu Shalom wants. Rabbanu Shalom gave us a beautiful Torah. He gave us such wonderful Chagim and Tishrei. All of this, though, was a blueprint which he created. And he says, you know what? I want you people to do things on your own in Chodesh Cheshvan. And if you do things on your own, you'll be zochet to build the third Beis HaMikdash on your own. Like the Rambam says, Kvav Ticha Torah, Shesofim Sheyisrael, Lasis Tshuvum, Yadhei Negolim. The Am Yisrael will do the tshuva to bring the Beis HaMikdash, the Bayi Shlishi. And that's going to be the koach of Chodesh Cheshvan. That's why it says in the Sefer Yetzirah, the book of creation, written by Avram Avinu, the oldest Jewish book, that God created the month of Cheshvan with the letter Nun. The letter Nun is a very, very funny letter because it's the only letter which David HaMelech left out of the beautiful prayer of Ashrei. Aramimcha Hashem, b'chol yom avochek ha'gadol Hashem, skip Nun. Because David HaMelech was afraid, the Gemara says, to put the letter Nun into Ashrei, because Nun means Nefila, people fall. People fall from spiritual heights. We need a Somech Hashem L'chol HaNoflim. We need God to support people that fall. So David HaMelech was afraid of the letter Nun, and he left it out of Ashrei. However, Chodesh Cheshvan was created with the letter Nun. That's what the Sefer Yetzirah says. In Chodesh Cheshvan, the Jewish people are so strong after the month of Tishrei with all the mitzvahs, and also anticipating the incredible, beautiful month of light, Kislev, which is soon to come with the beautiful, wonderful light of Hanukkah. Chodesh Cheshvan is sandwiched between Tishrei and Kislev. It's such an incredibly strong month. It's a month in which the Am Yisrael can do mitzvahs on their own. Am Yisrael is not afraid of the letter Nun. We're not going to fall a bow tie. We're going to be incredibly strong in Chodesh Cheshvan. We're going to be so strong because we're going to take the spirit of Tishrei into Cheshvan. We're so strong because we see the light of Chanukah, Kislev, coming. And because of that, we even have the letter Nun. And the Sefer Yetzirah also says something very incredible, that God also created the sense of smell of Reach in Chodesh Cheshvan and gave that into the month. Which, and as the B'nai Yisrael explains, that when Adam and Chava sinned, they sinned with every one of the four out of the five senses. They ate from the fruit, they touched the fruit, they looked at the fruit, and when God came, they ran away from him. The one sense of that's not mentioned of the five senses in the Chumash is smell. They did not smell the fruit, it looks like. It had nothing to do with the sin. The sense of Reach is the only sense, is the only chush of Adam, which has not been tarnished by the sin of the Eitz Hadas. It's a very pure midah, very pure chush. That's why, for example, in the animal kingdom, which was also tarnished by the sin of Eitz Hadas, we see that the sense of smell is very powerful. Dogs, for example, or lions and other animals can smell things which are miles and miles away. This has been documented by scientific research. You should also think about it yourselves, that your sense of smell is very powerful. When you walk down the street and you smell, you can smell a car which is 2 or 3 blocks away. You may not see it, you might not even hear it, but you can smell it. And so on. The Reach is a very powerful midah, because in Cheshvan, we're so powerful, we have the Koach of Reach. And it says in the Tanakh that the Melech HaMashiach, he will be a tremendous judge, and he will judge things v'haricho b'yiras Hashem. He will smell and know who's right and who's wrong when people come to him for a case to be adjudicated. And the great tzaddikim had an incredible sense of smell. I'll tell you a chassidish story about the Beis HaLevi, who was the grandfather of the Rav, great-grandfather, considered Lutfak, but this is a chassidish story about him. Once the Beis HaLevi was visiting the Minsker Gadol, another great Litvisher Gadol, who was traveling around trying to raise money for his yeshiva. Anyway, he spent a couple of days in Minsk, and he was, of course, the Minsker Gadol. He had a wonderful time discussing Divrei Torah. And before he left, which was a trip to take the train back to Brisk, was an 8-hour train ride. So the Rebbetzin of the Minsker Gadol said, Rav Soloveitchik, I'm going to prepare you a wonderful meal that you can have on the train. He said, fine. So she went into the kitchen and she took the finest piece of chicken that she had, and she cooked it and baked it and roasted it, wonderful spices, and packed it up. And an hour or so later, the Beis HaLevi was ready to leave, and she packed it up and he went. An hour after that, after he got onto the train, she ran into her husband and she was crying. She said, Rabbi, my dear husband, I did an incredible mistake. So what happened? He said, I had 2 chickens this morning. One chicken, I discovered, had a broken leg. And I sent the broken leg over to the Dayan of Minsk to ask him what the psak was. And they put that chicken aside and had another chicken, which was no problem. And because I was so excited and flustered and so anxious to cook a very good meal for Beit HaLevi, I mistake. I took the chicken I put aside and I cooked that. And now I got the message back from the dayan that that chicken is not kosher. The broken leg meant it was treif. Hey, what am I going to do? There's no way of reaching him. There are no telephones in those days. There are no cell phones. He's going to eat my treif chicken. It's incredible. And she was besides herself. She was crying and crying. Minsk Gödel told his wife, Rebbetzin, stop crying. You have nothing to worry about. I guarantee that the tzaddik, Yosef Dov Soloveitchik from Brisk, will never eat this chicken. And he sent a telegram to Brisk, which would be there before the base slavery arrived. It was an 8-hour trip, and the telegram would be there right away. And he said in the telegram, Rabbi Soloveitchik, I had such a wonderful time during your visit. And I was thinking about the Torah, and I have a raya to what you said, and he writes it. And then he concludes, he says, you know, my wife, she cooked for you that chicken, gave you the meal. I'd like to tell her that it was really good, you enjoyed it. Tell me how it tasted. And that was sincerely yours, Minsk Gödel. Next day, he gets a telegram back from Beis Halevi from Brisk. He writes, dear Minsk Gödel, it was such a wonderful time I had with you. The Torah was incredible, and I have a riot to what you said. And by the way, I have to apologize. I really didn't eat your chicken. I threw it out. I was in the train, and I was thinking, I'm smelling a terrible smell coming out of my bag. And they opened up the bag, and the smell was incredibly terrible. Well, it stunk so bad, I was embarrassed. Everybody in the train would smell this horrible smell and think, who knows, the unbelievable Chilul Hashem. And I looked in the bag, and I smelled, and I realized it was coming from the chicken that your wife had given me. I don't know why it turned so bad on the way. It must have been good in her house, but something happened. So I immediately took the chicken, and without anybody looking, I threw it out the window on the train. So Minsk Gödel took the telegram, and he smiled to his wife and says, you see, Rebbetzin, he couldn't eat that chicken. He could smell it was treif. That's the koach of the Reach of Tzadikim. They can smell when something is treif. We say this in English. The goyim, it says, sometimes the goyim make up things, but they have a ruach hakodesh. Nibo v'einim yodim ma nibo. They say a prophecy. There's an expression in English, doesn't smell good. Doesn't smell good. They don't know anything. They don't have no facts. It just doesn't smell good. Because the koach of smell is a little bit of ruach hakodesh. And the tzaddikim have a very powerful koach of smell. So Cheshvan is the month of smelling things. You see, there are no mitzvahs. So you can't just take a blueprint and say, this is right, this is wrong, it fits the mitzvah, it doesn't fit the mitzvah. We have to smell what's good and smell what's not good. It's up to us. So I want to wish everybody a wonderful Chodesh Cheshvan, a month in which we smell only good things. And lechvod the koach of the reach, I bought special besamim.
Smell of cheshvan.
Which I'm going to pass around. In this bottle of besamim, a smell of the very holy spice called the azov. The azov is mentioned very often in the Chumash, and it's one of the spices in the Ketores, and it's used for tahara, and it's a very holy spice. So I'm passing it around, and you can smell the azov. And then this bottle we got from the holy city of Hebron, the summim, and I imagine it has spices of it. So I don't know what the ingredients are, but it's holy spices. So in the koach of these two kinds of besamim, which I'll make a bracha and I'll smell and we'll pass it around, you make your own bracha and smell. We should be zocha in the month of Cheshvan, where we don't have a real blueprint. We don't have a map, do this, don't do that. There are no mitzvahs, special mitzvahs. We just have a reach. We should smell good things and do the right things in this month and have a lot of simcha. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam, very mini besamim.
Mm.
Smells really good. Delicious. Okay, Botai. Pass it around and have a wonderful Reach Tov. Smell good like the Hadassah.
I just want to thank Josh Vogel. Josh is here. Josh, why don't you come up and just say something really quick. Josh is the president of SOY, as you all know, and he co-sponsored this event, so we all have to thank him. Can everyone please thank Josh?
Rabbi Bronstein reads. You've got it.